When studying Scientology, Christians must learn to do more than identify teachings they believe are wrong. We should also ask why a particular teaching appeals to people. Religious beliefs often address genuine human longings. People long for freedom, meaning, healing, knowledge, belonging, spiritual growth, relief from guilt, and hope beyond death. Recognizing these longings does not require us to accept Scientology's answers. It helps us understand the person and present the Christian gospel more meaningfully. For example, Scientology's teaching about the reactive mind addresses the experience of unwanted fears, troubling memories, emotional reactions, and patterns that seem difficult to control. Christianity also recognizes that painful experiences can influence thoughts, emotions, shifts, and behavior. Christians should not mock this observation or dismiss the suffering behind it. However, Christian evaluation asks whether the reactive mind provides an adequate explanation of the human condition. Christianity teaches that human brokenness cannot be reduced to one hidden mental mechanism. People are both sinners and sufferers. We commit wrong, experience wrong, form destructive habits, endure bodily weakness, face spiritual deception, and live in a creation subjected to death. Scientology may recognize part of a human problem while reducing the whole problem to one explanation. The same pattern applies to spiritual freedom. Scientology appeals to the longing to overcome limitation and increase spiritual ability. Christianity also speaks of freedom, but it defines freedom differently. Christian freedom is not increasing independence from the body, the physical universe, or creaturely limitations. It is freedom from condemnation, slavery to sin, and separation from God. It is freedom to love God and our neighbors under the lordship of Jesus Christ. The Christian student can therefore follow a careful comparison process. First, define the Scientology term according to official Scientology usage. Second, place the term within the larger Scientology worldview. Third, identify the human longing the teaching addresses. Fourth, recognize any truthful observation it may contain. Fifth, identify what the teaching reduces, overlooks, or makes absolute. Sixth, compare it with Christian philosophy. Seventh, compare it with Christian theology. Finally, connect the comparison to a respectful ministry question and an appropriate gospel bridge. Suppose someone says, Scientology has helped me become more able. A poor response would be, none of that is real. A better response might be, what kind of ability has been most meaningful to you? After listening, the Christian might ask, may I explain why Christianity places love, faithfulness, and dependence upon God above personal ability? This approach neither flatters nor attacks. It listens carefully and then identifies the deeper worldview difference. Survival matters, but faithfulness to God is greater than survival. Ability matters, but love is greater than ability. Knowledge matters, but knowledge without love can become pride. Responsibility matters, but responsibility cannot produce salvation. Freedom matters, but true freedom is found in belonging to Jesus Christ. The goal is not to replace Scientology techniques with Christian techniques. The central contrast is between self-attained spiritual freedom and salvation received by grace. We recognize the longing, we identify the reduction, we offer a fuller Christian understanding. And we point respectfully to Jesus Christ,